So I think the key objective here is to take this whole bilateral Australia opportunity and do an outreach. This is the first round of outreach roadshow we are doing in like major cities, Sydney, Parramatta, Newcastle and Wollongong. And the key here is to focus on Australian businesses and especially Australian SMEs who all have an opportunity with India. So essentially demystifying India, you know, during this roadshow, highlighting what ECTA presents and how we are working towards SICA, but also highlighting some of the key programs, events happening in India, which will be a great opportunity for all these Australian businesses to get to India. Because that's a key message we want to give, is that as Australian businesses, there is an opportunity, whether as a manufacturing partner, supply source partner, resourcing partner, innovation partner, research partner, or scale-up partner, or even investment as well. So all these opportunities you can realize once you kind of do a bit of research, but also get there to India, leverage some of these programs that's coming up over the next 6 to 8 months, and then really, you know, harness the opportunity from there, and where these organizations such as Australia India Business Council, Business New South Wales, Investment New South Wales, DFAT, all can support and do that right business to business matching as well. So this is one of our first attempts to take an outreach to the businesses across these cities, but we'll also continue this further into other smaller regional towns as well as into various you know, business chambers as well to really drive this India opportunity. Yeah.
In fact, do you think that there is now a little more awareness about India and things like that, or do you think that a lot of work needs to be done there even now in spite of the visits at the prime ministerial level?
Definitely. I mean, for me, there is interest, obviously, this whole prime ministerial visit and some of the work we've been doing. It has generated some kind of awareness, but people are still sitting on the fence. You know, really, are we ready for doing business with India? And I'm saying, yes, this is the right time. But you got to get out there and you got to leverage these platforms, these channels to be in India, connect with the Indian businesses, and network of opportunities as well, and then figure out the way you want to enter or work with India. But yes, you're right, there needs to be more effort, and this will be a sustained effort that we'll all be doing this, because this is the right time, because we are talking about a long-term relationship, next 10 to 15 years, how we're going to build these partnerships as well. So we're going to do more, and we'll continue to do more. But definitely, it's on the right direction. We are seeing the interest and leads as well. We're getting leads and opportunities both sides. How can we do business in this area? You know, how can we match with the right partners in India? Things like that. So definitely, there's interest, but way to go, and we are keen to make that happen.